Recently, we heard about retirees living in RVs, some because they want to, some because they're looking for work. Well, our next guests consider themselves very lucky in their retirement choice, but they say they are not wealthy and others can do this as well. They are traveling and living around the world, renting homes through websites like HomeAway. In fact, since 2010, they've lived in 9 countries. Right now, they're in Paris, France. Lynn Martin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Tim Martin, welcome to you as well.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
So, Lynn, the backstory here is pretty darn adorable. You and Tim dated years ago, then you met up again, married. For 4 years, you were married. When you were about to turn 70, he was a little younger, and you were on a vacation, and you were feeling what? What started all this?
You know, we were sitting in a beautiful house in Mexico on a trip. And I had been thinking about it for a long time, and I finally had the courage to say, you know what, sweetheart, I just love our life, but I really would like to go live in other places for longer than just 2-week vacations. So what do you say? We just kind of hit the road.
And he said?
He said, I've been thinking the same thing for a long time, and I didn't have the courage to say it to you because I didn't think you'd want to leave without the children and the, you know, your grandchildren and our house and so forth. And 4 months later, we were gone.
Oh, my gosh. So, Tim, luckily that wasn't the end of this incredible love story, you know, that you said, I'm not going anywhere. But
yes.
You know, before, take us through those 4 months when before you embark on this journey, you had to sell just about everything. What was that like?
Well, we arrived back home and we informed our children who told us that we were irresponsible. And then we put the house up for sale, thinking that we would have a lot of time to think about it. And the first person who looked at the house bought it. Mm. And then the race was on. When we first started sorting through the things and saying, this has got to go, this has got to go, it was painful. And then suddenly, at some point, it changed to being very liberating.
Well, you know, your easy chair, your the plates handed down from somebody, or just the familiarity, all gone.
Well, we kept the plate, but the chair is just, the way we look at it, it's a piece of furniture. It can be replaced. It doesn't have any significance to our personal history. And so if we took things and looked at them like that, the list was pretty small of what we'd keep.
Well, so we read about both of you in the travel section of the Boston Globe, and there's a picture there, and Lynn, I see now you each travel. Again, we're going to get to what you're doing. You're living. You're living in these other countries.
Yes.
But you take with you a duffel bag on rollers and a carry-on. That's it?
That's it. That's it. Because otherwise we would be burdened with so much stuff. And whatever we buy, if we buy something, we have to give away something. That's the rule.
Well, so you've really refined your lives down to a couple of duffel bags and a map, really. What was the first trip? And what did that feel like after the 4 months when suddenly you're off, you're going?
We went first to Mexico and then to Argentina. It was absolutely liberating. It was so exciting. Well, of course we had moments of a little fear of, you know, is this really going to work out? Are we going to adore one another after this is, you know, we're on the road for a long time? And it did work out. And we did adore each other. And we have grown a lot. So in the beginning, it was a little scary, but it's worked out beautifully.
And no sort of, as you're boarding the plane, looking at each other, we are out of our minds.
Actually, no. We just felt loose, you know? We just thought, isn't this cool? I know it sounds a little bit too liberated, but it really was. We have spent a whole lifetime, like everybody else, living with kids and houses and equipment and so forth that you do, which is important as you're going through those phases of your life. But really, when you become mature people, it's sort of wonderful not to have all that trapping.
Well, you've written a book about it. It's called Home Sweet Anywhere. It just came out. And you have a lot of tips, things you've learned along the way. First of all, we should say you're not wealthy people. You both worked, and so you do have something, but you are not wealthy people. So tell us about some of the things you've learned, how to do this.
Well, for one thing, we've been renting apartments through HomeAway for 3 years. They have a million properties around the world right now, and it's worked out wonderfully because you get twice the room for half the price that you would pay in a hotel.
And Tim, again, you are a retired lyricist and electronics distributor. Again, you had some nice savings, but not wealthy. So you say it boils down to basic arithmetic.
Yes, and the reason that I say that it boils down to arithmetic is because most people live on a budget. We got a certain allowance from our financial advisor each month, and that allowance mostly went to take care of house and car payments and, all of those kinds of things, and just the cost, your general cost of living, food, entertainment, your basic monthly nut. And that came up to a certain figure. And what I did was I said, okay, we want to go to these places. Let's see whether we can go at the same price. And as it came out, they were just about even. And so we were able to trade in one life for another. We've been to Mexico, Argentina, France, Italy, Turkey, Germany, Portugal, Morocco, Ireland. England.
Well, so you don't speak all those languages. So
no.
You are constantly that person. We all know what it's like to travel. It can be, as you say, liberating, but it also can be kind of frustrating. You're constantly that person who doesn't kind of know what's going on.
I'm like most American men. You know, we like to know what the score is, you know, how to do stuff, not having to ask, not having to say, I'm lost, or I don't know how your supermarket works. Or how do you put the gasoline in the tank of this rented car? And I found that by taking a more humble approach, I changed for the better, certainly. And people were more than willing to help. I look at it as sort of a personal development.
Well, meantime, I'm thinking some of your friends might be a little miffed, you know, where are Lynn and Tim, you know, for the whatever the weekend events are. But on the other hand, you're meeting new friends. And just there was one that you met, I think, on a cruise ship somewhere, and you met a man who had a motto that you've adopted.
Absolutely. It is our motto. He told us, and he has Parkinson's disease. He's on a walker. And later we were emailing to each other, and his message was, postpone nothing.
It's Lynn Martin. Her book is Home Sweet Anywhere. She and her husband, Tim, committed to living, not traveling the world, but living several months at a time in different countries around the world as long as they can. Lynn, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Tim, thank you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate the time.
And talking to someone in English. Some tips, if you consider this, be aware of visa requirements in countries you can only stay so long. And the apartment they're in right now is about $2,000 a month, but that's cheaper than a hotel room and about six times as big. We'll have more at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile, Jeremy, that piece was produced by our intern, Lauren Gluck, who feels so good about it, she's leaving.
Oh, yes. Lauren and Peter Balanon-Rosen, our interns, are departing today. Peter has a job. Lauren is going to continue at Colby College.
And you will come back. They all come back.
And thank you so much to both of you. Best of luck. We'll see you again soon.